Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Lesson 34.
Välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish, Lesson number 34, lektion nummer 34.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår bra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Jag mår jättebra, jättebra. Och idag pratar vi om frukost.
Very good pronunciation. That was excellent. I noticed that you have practiced in between lesson.
I think I was so concerned last time about mispronouncing the word for breakfast. Then I've been practicing that. I've been working on that.
Yeah. Oh, and you should all practice between lessons.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're talking about breakfast today because, as you know, I am on something of a virtual trip to Sweden, practicing my Swedish. And today we are in the hotel restaurant. Having breakfast, and we are speaking to the waitress and other people who are also having breakfast. As usual, we'll listen to the conversation and then we'll go through it in detail. Ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
God morgon.
God morgon. Ska ni äta frukost?
Ja, tack.
Toppen, vad har ni för rumsnummer?
342.
Okej, bord för två alltså. Ni kan följa med mig. Sådär ja, här har ni era menyer. Just nu är vår frukostbuffé tyvärr inte öppen, men allt som brukar serveras finns istället att beställa direkt från menyn.
Jaha, okej.
Vill du ha något att dricka? Kaffe, te?
Jag skulle vilja ha en kopp kaffe med lite mjölk, tack.
Absolut. Och till dig?
En kaffe, tack.
Perfekt. Det fixar jag så får ni titta igenom menyerna så länge.
Hej, ursäkta. Jag måste bara fråga. Ni kommer inte härifrån, eller?
Nej, vi kommer från Skottland. Vi bor nära Glasgow.
Jaha, din svenska är sjukt bra. Hur kommer det sig att ni är här? Är ni på semester?
Ja och nej, vi är här för att jag ska träna på att prata svenska.
Jaha, ja det verkar rulla på bra.
Sådär ja. Här har vi två koppar kaffe. Har ni hunnit kika igenom menyn?
Ja, jag tar äggröran och en smörgås med ost och skinka.
Absolut.
Jag vill ha en smörgås med rökt lax.
Toppen, då kommer jag med er mat om en liten stund.
Njut av frukosten och ha det så trevligt här. Jag måste gå nu.
Så Hanna, what did you think of that?
Well done. Men jag är mest imponerad av din fru.
Yeah, Katrina did very well with her Swedish. She's not a Swedish speaker. She's a German speaker and a French speaker, but not a Swedish speaker. So yeah, she did well ordering her breakfast and her coffee and so on. I think the one thing that surprised me in this was all the yaha.
I thought you were going to mention that. So see if we go through the dialogue if I can even explain why we're saying all the yaha and sadar and.
Yeah, I think the first yaha that came from me was probably I'm not quite sure what you've said, so I'll just say, yaha. But we'll get to that in time. So we're going to go through the dialogue now, and we'll talk about it and explain anything, and also talk about the other language around everything that we've said. So to begin with, I said good morning to the waitress.
God morgon.
And she replied?
God morgon. Ska ni äta frukost?
So she's using ni. Talking to me and to Katrina, so my wife. Ska ni äta frukost? Shall you eat breakfast? Are you having breakfast?
Mm-hmm. So you remember the ska there.
And there, what would the difference be between ska ni äta frukost and äter ni frukost?
Because it's present tense, it just sounds like if she said äter ni frukost, it sounds like you are already sitting with your breakfast. Yeah, so it's talking about the future.
Yeah, okay, so ska ni äta frukost?
And you say, reply, ja tack. And then the waitress says, toppen, vad har ni för rumsnummer?
So we've seen the toppen before. I think the hotel receptionist said that. Is it quite a common word?
Yes, and it's something, when something is positive, so top is a peak of a mountain, so something being good and great.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. Okay,
exactly.
So toppen. So literally you're saying the top, the peak.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So the waitress says toppen, and then she asks us a question. Let's hear the question again.
Vad har ni för rumsnummer?
So vad har ni, what do you have, plural, för rumsnummer? Room number. So what's your room number?
Yeah, and maybe she just said this so you could practice your numbers.
Yeah, she maybe. I mean, I'm almost disappointed that I'm not not staying in room 777, you know.
Yeah, okay. I like your positivity.
So, vad har ni för rumsnummer? In English, I guess we would say, can I have your room number? Would you ever say something like, kan jag få er rumsnummer?
No, I think it sounds awfully polite, and also sounds a little bit suspicious, I think.
Okay, maybe translated. Does it sound a little bit as if you're not a native speaker if you said something like that?
Yeah, and it sounds like I'm a little bit suspicious of. Do you have a room number? Can I afford it?
Ah, right. I see. So it's like I'm not actually a guest in the hotel, but I'm sneaking in to have breakfast.
Yeah.
I get it. Right. Okay. Well, we are a guest in the hotel. Indeed, we are staying in room number 342.
Jättebra. 342.
Okay.
And the waitress says, okay, bord för två alltså. Ni kan följa med mig.
Right. So a couple of things here. Bord för två alltså. So a table for two alltså, therefore?
Ja, exactly. So table for two in that case. Alltså is a quite slang word that we are very good at sneaking in here and there.
Okay. Alltså. Right, and then she said, ni kan följa med mig. So when you följa med someone, it's to go along with someone, it's to come with someone.
Yes, follow.
Follow, literally. So att följa is to follow. Does it have to have the med?
Yes, because it's what we call in Swedish a partikelverb. So you have a preposition after.
Like a phrasal verb in English, basically.
Yeah. And if you don't have the med, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, so you can't just say följ mig, follow me.
Yes, you can say that in a very directive way. It would probably sound like she was a police officer more than a.
Right, okay.
Or you also följa is when you dance with somebody.
Okay, so someone. I guess someone leads and the other person follows in a dance scenario. Okay. You were saying earlier as well that you can say följa efter.
Ja, and that is more to if I am a detective and I'm following somebody.
Okay, I get it. So that you're actually literally following somebody.
Yes.
In that sense. Okay. So in this way, the waitress is not following anyone, or we're not following the waitress in that detective sense. We're basically just following her to get to a table. Okay.
And now I guess we get to the sådär, and I need to explain this. So the waitress says, sådär ja, här har ni era menyer.
Right, so här har ni era menyer. Here have you your menus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But what about sådär ja?
So it means something like, right, okay.
Oh, right. Okay, so it's kind of just moving things along a little. It doesn't really mean anything in a sense.
No, exactly.
Okay, so there, yeah. Okay. Har ni era menyer? And that's era because it's er, but in the plural.
Yes, well done. So if it was just you,
mm-hmm.
how would she say then?
Har har du din meny?
Perfect. Så du becomes din and ni is era.
Era, okay. Right.
Just nu är vår frukostbuffé tyvärr inte öppen.
Okay, so let's take that apart because that bit I did understand. Just nu, right now, är vår frukostbuffé tyvärr inte öppen. So right now our breakfast buffet unfortunately is not open.
Ja, men allt som brukar serveras finns istället att beställa direkt från menyn.
Right, so there's a couple of things in here, and I think my confusion was that it's istället and then beställa, because they look quite similar, but they don't really mean the same thing. So let me see if we can work this out. Men allt som brukar serveras, so serveras is to be served, and brukar, is that the tend to do something normally, everything that's usually served?
Yeah, usually. And if you remember from previously, we talked about this before, that in Swedish that is a verb.
A verb, yeah. So everything that tends to be served at the frukost buffet, at the breakfast buffet, finns istället can be found instead?
Ja.
Okay. Att beställa, to order, direkt från menyn. It can be ordered directly from the menu.
Perfect, jättebra.
So basically everything that you would normally get in a breakfast buffet, because the breakfast buffet isn't available at the moment, you can get that instead from the menu.
Ja. And then I'm very impressed you're saying this very Swedish word. Jaha, okay.
Yeah, but it was covering up a lot there.
But that's often what jaha means. Yeah. So when Swedes don't understand each other, you can jaha. Always put in a jaha.
Right, okay. Then the waitress asks us.
Vill ni ha något att dricka? Kaffe, te?
So, vill vi ha något att dricka? Would you like something to drink? Coffee or tea? And could I just check, could she have said there, vill ni ha något att dricka?
Yes. So I would say that because she's a waitress, it's a little bit more formal. And if it was just you visiting my house, I could just say, vill du ha något att dricka?
Något att dricka, okay. So, but något does make it a little more formal.
Yeah.
Right, so vill ni ha något att dricka? Will you have something to drink, coffee or tea?
Jag skulle vilja ha en kopp kaffe med lite mjölk, tack.
Right, so I said I would like to have, jag skulle vilja ha en kopp kaffe. A cup of coffee med lite mjölk, with a little milk, thank you.
Absolut, och till dig?
I think this is always interesting for me because till dig, for you, but till kind of sounds like to you. So could we not say och för dig?
Nej. Don't we love prepositions in different languages? That would just sound crazy. No, unfortunately we say till.
Till, okay. So, och till dig, and for you. And Katrina asks for
en kaffe, tack.
A coffee, please.
Perfekt, det fixar jag, så får ni titta igenom menyn så länge.
Jaha, I think that's another situation where I could say that. So, let's go through this in more detail. What did the waitress say here?
Perfekt, det fixar jag.
So, perfect, I'll fix that, I'll sort that out.
Yep. Just like in English. And så får ni titta igenom menyerna så länge.
Right, så titta på something is to look at something. So here we're titta something, menyerna, we're looking at the menus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing this means something like she's going to fix this for us while we are having a look at the menus.
Yes.
Can you help us? Can you break this down, please?
So if we think about for again, which is this complicated verb, here it means that because she is fixing the coffees, she allows you to have the time to look at the menus. And then we have the titta igenom is look through.
Ah, right. Okay. Right. That helps because titta på I was used to, but titta igenom, through. Okay.
Yeah. So this sounds like it's a quite big menu.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that it's quite. Also, I suppose if it's got everything on the frukost buffet, then it will be a big menu. And the så länge?
So länge, while She's doing the coffee, so... Okay.
So literally so long.
Yeah.
So is it kind of like saying, I'm trying to kind of justify all these words in my head, I'll fix that. You may look through the menu for so long while I'm fixing that.
Yes.
Type of scenario. Okay, we've got so far. Let's take a break and then we will come back and look at the next part of the dialogue.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So we're having breakfast in the hotel at the moment, and another lady at a nearby table stops to have a chat with us.
Because they're so impressed by your Swedish.
Jaha.
So she says, hej, ursäkta, jag måste bara fråga.
So, hi, excuse me, jag måste bara fråga. I must simply ask you.
Yes. Ni kommer inte härifrån, eller?
So, you come not here from. You don't come from here. Eller, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you sometimes say eller hur?
Yeah, and you can say eller hur.
Okay.
And it's quite, once again, quite common slang that we just add that on the end of sentences in Swedish. And you reply, nej, vi kommer från Skottland, vi bor nära Glasgow.
So, no, we come from Scotland, we live near Glasgow.
Ja. And then she says, jaha, din svenska är sjukt bra.
So, sjukt, I know from sick.
Yeah, so if you think that that you say something is sick as something positive,
sick, yeah.
That is what this lady says to you, Mark, and you're okay. Swedish. So she just say is really good.
Din svenska är sjukt bra.
Hur kommer det sig att ni är här?
Right, so this is this phrase that we've seen a couple of times now. Hur kommer det sig? How come att ni är här? How come you're here?
Ja. And it was semester.
Yeah, I always think this is a funny word, semester, because it means, you know, in a university sense, it means a term, a semester. But semester på svenska is your holidays.
Yes, I had this problem the other week. I didn't understand even why my student thought it was so strange, and he's really polite. And then I was like, yeah, okay, I understand. You're a university student. You're used to semester being something completely different. And then you reply, ja och nej, vi är här för att jag ska träna på att prata svenska.
Right, so ja och nej, yes and no. Vi är här, we are here, för att jag ska träna på att prata svenska. So we are here so that I can practice speaking Swedish.
Ja.
So we saw that träna på. Could we have said there att öva
Absolut.
Ja, att öva på.
Mm.
Ja. Så att träna på, att öva på att prata svenska.
Ja, and then the lady says, jaha, again. Ja, det verkar rulla på bra. And I want to hear what you,
yeah,
what are you thinking about this?
Right. Well, I'm getting that the bra means that it's going well.
Yeah.
So det verkar rulla på bra. So we've got verkar there as a kind of helping verb. What is it, the verkar?
That it seems.
Right. Okay. So it seems to be rolling well. Is it?
Yeah. Rulla? So it's just like going forward well.
Yeah. Okay. That seems to be progressing.
Progressing.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Det verkar rulla på bra. Can you give us some other examples with verka?
Det verkar som, it seems like, det verkar...
Could I say, for example, it seems like it's getting warmer?
Ja, det verkar som det blir varmare.
So det verkar som det blir varmare. But you couldn't just say det verkar bli varmare.
Yes, you can say that as right, well. Okay. Det verkar bli varmare.
So I guess we're either saying here det verkar som... And then with a verbal statement, det blir varmare, or det verkar plus an infinitive.
Yes.
Good. Okay, I managed to work that out. Yeah, so this lady could have said, ja, det verkar som det rullar på bra.
Yeah, and that sounds more kind of formal and correct, and it sounds more abrupt to use it in this way. But rulla på is kind of slang.
Yeah, I guess that is, I suppose, yeah. So that the kind of informal, the informality of it is in the expression.
Yeah.
Well. Right. Good. Okay.
So the waitress comes and say, Sudaya, här har vi två koppar kaffe.
So we're translating Sudaya as right, okay. So right, okay, here have we two cups of coffee.
Ja, precis. Har ni hunnit kika igenom menyn?
Right, so have you done something? Kika, is that like to look?
Yeah, so it's another word for it. So, and kika, pronounced like sh, because I, soft vowel. And we have a binocular, for example, in Swedish, is called kikare.
Kikare, yeah, that I think helps. I've seen, we've had an Instagram post about something along the lines of att ha not I kikaren?
Yeah. So you are looking, you're planning something.
Right, so literally to have something in the binoculars, but here to be planning something. The way I guessed the shika thing actually is from the word, which I think is a Scots word, when you say, do you want to have a wee kick at that?
Ah!
So to kick at something means to look at something in Scots.
It really helps to know some Scots when Absolute. It comes to Scandinavian languages.
Absolute. So what about the hunnit?
Have you had time?
So there's a word, a verb, to have time to do something.
Yes.
I like it. I like it. So give us more examples of that. How would we use that?
Har du hunnit göra läxan, Mark?
Have you had time to do the...
Homework?
Homework, okay.
Have you had time to practice your vowel sounds?
Yeah. har du hunnit vaska bil?
Ja, tvätta bilen, to wash the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, vaska, is that Norwegian?
Sorry. Förlåt mig. So, har du hunnit, what did you say?
Tvätta.
Tvätta. So, wait a minute. Har du hunnit, what's the next word?
Tvätta.
Oh, tvätta. Mm. So it's one word, tvätta.
Yes.
I was understanding tillvätta or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay, so har du hunnit tvätta bilen.
Ja.
Have you had time to wash the car? Okay, apologies for the Norwegian. Okay, so har ni hunnit kika genom menyn? Have you had time to have a look through the menu?
Ja, precis. And you have, and you say ja, jag tar äggröran och en smörgås med ost och skinka.
That's quite a substantial breakfast, Mark. So yeah, I'm having scrambled egg and a sandwich, a smörgås. With cheese and ham.
Yeah. And the waitress says, absolut. And Katrina says, jag vill ha en smörgås med rökt lax.
So Katrina's going to have a sandwich with smoked salmon, rökt lax.
Yeah. And then the waitress says this word again, toppen. Då kommer jag med er mat om en liten stund.
Så då kommer jag, then come I, so I'll come med er mat, with your food, and that's that your plural form again, om en liten stund. So we've seen om en timme, in an hour, om en liten stund, is that like in a little while?
Yes, precis. And the woman at the table next to you says, njut av frukosten och ha det så trevligt här.
So njut av is to enjoy something?
Yeah, enjoy the breakfast.
Enjoy the breakfast. So njut av frukosten, enjoy your breakfast och ha det så trevligt här. And have a lovely time here.
Ja, jag måste gå nu.
I have to go now.
Ja.
So she's got to leave from the breakfast room. Okay, let us now go back through the dialogue. We'll have a listen again and hopefully even these tricky parts will make more sense now. Let's have a listen. God morgon.
God morgon. Ska ni äta frukost?
Ja, tack.
Toppen, vad har ni för rumsnummer?
342.
Okej, bord för två alltså. Ni kan följa med mig. Sådär ja, här har ni era menyer. Just nu är vår frukostbuffé tyvärr inte öppen, men allt som brukar serveras finns istället att beställa direkt från menyn.
Jaha, okej.
Vill du ha något att dricka? Kaffe, te?
Jag skulle vilja ha en kopp kaffe med lite mjölk, tack.
Absolut, och till dig?
En kaffe, tack.
Perfekt, det fixar jag så får ni titta igenom menyerna så länge.
Hej, ursäkta, jag måste bara fråga. Ni kommer inte härifrån, eller?
Nej, vi kommer från Skottland. Vi bor nära Glasgow.
Jaha, din svenska är sjukt bra. Hur kommer det sig att ni är här? Är ni på semester?
Ja och nej, vi är här för att jag ska träna på att prata svenska.
Jaha, ja, det verkar rulla på bra.
Sådär ja. Här har vi två koppar kaffe. Har ni hunnit kika igenom menyn?
Ja, jag tar äggröran och en smörgås med ost och skinka.
Absolut.
Jag vill ha en smörgås med rökt lax.
Toppen, då kommer jag med er mat om en liten stund.
Njut av frukosten och ha det så trevligt här. Jag måste gå nu.
I think there's been some really interesting things in this lesson. First of all, we had the word for to find time to do something.
Att hinna.
So that's the infinitive, att hinna. What's the present tense?
Hinner.
Hinner. So jag hinner göra något.
Ja, och mostly you probably would say the response, jag hinner inte. I don't have time to do that.
Okay, jag hinner inte göra det.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we've seen it in the perfect tense, so jag har hunnit inte, for example. I've not been able to find time to do something.
Yes.
We also saw the tend to thing again. So what was the verb again for to tend to do something?
Brukar.
Brukar. So we saw allt som brukar serveras finns att beställa direkt från menyn.
Ja, precis.
Okay. And there was one other of these interesting verbs that we saw, and that was verkar.
Yes.
So that one means that it seems to be doing something.
Yeah, and I think when we start to learn these verbs, we start to get into the nuances of a language.
Mm-hmm. You always say that Swedish doesn't have many words, but I think it's got some really interesting ones. The ones that it does have are very interesting. Let's settle there. Well, if you would like to get more out of this lesson, and indeed all our lessons of Coffee Break Swedish, you can, of course, visit the Coffee Break Academy, where you can find our full course, if you're already subscribed to that. Then you can, of course, use the video version of this lesson, the lesson notes, and our bonus lesson, the bonus audio lesson, to take your Swedish further. If you'd like to find out more about that, visit coffeebreakacademy.com. Hanna, as ever, som alltid, tack så mycket.
Varsågod, som alltid.
And we'll see you all soon. Vi ses.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.